This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it. And to our over-the-road truck drivers, a special shout-out to them. And let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And we're on Facebook at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of California, where it is warmer there than it is here, it's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge again for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
And justice.
For all.
And we emphasize those two words in the middle, under God. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we heard from one of our favorite people on the break. Who was it?
Well, that's right, Captain. We heard from LJ over the break, and LJ had a question about Kamala's interviews of late.
So it sounds like it's time for a Kamala Harris report, and we are ready.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave.
All righty, it is time for a Kamala Harris report. And that's the music that brings us in with Kamala Harris. Oh, this is too funny. All right, so Kyle, she got asked a question yesterday and got pretty snippy about it. She would not say whether or not she's going to be on the 2024 Biden-Harris ticket.
That's right. In fact, I think she said something like she couldn't care less about 2024 at this point.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't believe that. Nobody believes that. And I think she probably laughed a lot too through that interview as well.
She laughed with very stern eyes at the reporter.
Yeah, well,
she had that look.
Well, but there's so many different ways that she could answer that question. And, you know, Captain, what I'm mystified about is that she's not being coached sort of, you know, or prepared for what are reasonably anticipated questions, especially given what's happening in the polls, what's happening around the country.
Yep.
And she could have turned it to her advantage, but she blew it.
But then again, she's Kamala, so she can get away with that stuff.
Well, right. Well, one of the things that we're starting to hear about is she doesn't want to plow through briefing material. She doesn't want to, you know, sort of, you know, get up to speed on a lot of these things. And I think it's really showing. She comes out as not being ready to talk about
it. And remember, she's been to the border.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So almost been to the border.
So, Kamala, this one's for you.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Oh, boy. That's worth the price of milk and cookies.
that's right, said Fred.
Yeah, it is. And that's pretty funny. And I'm glad that we cooked that up for her because she deserves it, along with AOC.
Well, she out and out came out and talked about how, you know.
Yeah, everybody wants her.
Yeah, everybody wants to date her or something
yeah,
like
all
that.
Yeah, all the people down there in the LBQPTG, whatever the hell it was, bar.
Well, but, you know, this, I thought we're talking
have about. Have at it, girl.
Yeah, well, I thought her job was politics and stuff like this, and it just seems like this is so far out of left field, but I think it's just because she's bankrupt in terms of being able to talk about
it. Yeah, and by the way, we believe, there are people that believe that she came down here with the COVID virus and only found out about the test after she went back up there, but we believe that she came down here with it.
Well, it's quite possible, you know.
So that means everybody in that bar was infected.
Yeah, or exposed, exactly. Yeah, that's very
so
possible.
Way to go, Kamala.
Or AOC, right?
All right. AOC, yeah, okay. Now, and Kamala, too. All right, let's go over to Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I still think she's a pretty cool lady, military veteran. She's still in the National Guard. I believe she's a major in Hawaii. Biden's smear of Americans, according to Tulsi Gabbard, is more divisive and disgusting than Hillary's deplorable slur ever was. You agree with that statement?
Well, and they're really right up there, you know, together. But obviously, just even the things that Biden's been talking about has taken it literally to another level. Hillary, of course, you know, said that everybody was a big basket of deplorables. I mean, come on. This is not the way that you try to get people to vote for you or you try to really begin to address the issues of our nation. But Biden certainly has thought that, you know, they could just tear into a great majority of the or great number of the American people and simply dismiss them and discount them and create them as or create enemies out of them. This is ridiculous.
And we're about to see some shell games going on in the Senate. Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer is going to enforce debate on consolidating the voting rights and whatever that means. We'll have to wait till we come back from the break to talk a little bit more about that and a whole lot more. So Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff and Sarah Sota, for doing that for us. Jeff does quite a few of our liners, and you'll hear him from time to time during the show, just like Kyle and Frank Silvato and others. Now, you know, I want to tell you right now about the National Aviation Academy Scholarship Golf Tournament coming up on Wednesday, February the 2nd at the Innisbrook Island Course here in Palm Harbor, which is just north of Tampa. Now, admission will include green fees, cart, a bag of swag, lunch and dinner with awards. There'll also be prizes for the best putting, the longest drive. You could even win a Tesla Model Y car, brand new, with a hole-in-one. And best part, 100% of all the proceeds will go to the Pinellas Community Foundation Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. And that's where all the money is going. Now, you can find out more by visiting naa.edu/golf or call 727-531-2080. So all you got to do, check them out, sign up for the course, the tournament, and enjoy, have a good day of fun out there on the course. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, there is no real plan behind what Charles Chucky Boy Schumer is doing with the voting rights bills, because what they're doing is they're consolidating them together, because now they think they can't put them through one at a time and get anything done. So they're going to try to get them all rammed in there together and then just mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, throw it in there for a vote when at least expected.
Well, right. I think as they consolidate the bill, it's going to be called the Freedom to Vote, John R. Lewis.
Freedom to Vote Act.
Yeah, and because it's also, you know, it's being covered as this as well, and that is it's the voting rights reform. Now, Captain, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, people in America, if you're a citizen and you're in good standing, you know, you're not convicted of the felony or this kind of thing, you're registered to vote, you can vote. I mean, I honestly don't understand, are they trying to, I do understand what they're doing. They're trying to create the sense that somehow there's this voter suppression going on.
Well, there is, because they use the word, everyone should be allowed to vote. What did I say about that that definitely gets your attention? Everyone should be allowed to vote. That's their stick.
Well, sure, yeah. Well,
now,
yeah,
who does that mean? Everyone. Who does that mean?
It means everyone, even if you're not a citizen.
That's right. It means legal or illegal. And we have laws on the books in every one of these states that if you are not a citizen of the United States, you cannot vote, period. And some of these states, they haven't been challenged yet. Like your state of California and some others, some of these states put this legislation through, and they said, well, we're just going to have the illegals make it legal for them to vote in a local election because nobody, that won't matter. That won't matter. It does matter.
It does matter because it becomes a real slippery slope. And also, Captain, the notion of this sort of, for lack of a better term, mob rule democracy. And by that, I mean, you just get everybody just, in fact, Hillary Clinton actually mentioned it not all that long ago when she said, well, we are moving towards one person, one vote. Sounds good on the surface because everybody should, citizen should have the ability to cast their vote.
Right.
But what they're actually talking about, that's actually code for we got to abolish the Electoral College eventually because we just need to have a direct election of the President of the United States because they feel it will benefit them, but it will disenfranchise millions of voters.
Now, Senator Rubio talk about disenfranchising somebody. How about discrimination? Deciding who lives or dies based on race and ethnicity shows how far the Dems are willing to go to divide us with this bit where you only get treated at a hospital if you're a minority. They get the preference.
This is,
you can't do that.
No, of course not. It's discriminatory. But I'd just like to point out that it is the 21st century. The year is 2022. I think so many people, Captain, thought that as we progressed on through the years and the centuries, that we might just become a little bit more enlightened about things. But here you have people literally trying to drag the human race back 5,000 years or 2,000 years or 500 years or whatever it is, they are putting these kinds of things in play, and it's going to destroy our society because it's going to put people at each other's throats. This is wrong.
Yeah. By the way, with the White House COVID response coordinator, the administration, he says the administration is sending 5 million free rapid tests to the schools each month so they can check and see whether or not they're positive for COVID, which in this case is going to be the Omicron variant.
Right. And as a corollary to that, you continue to hear some of these officials, including Dr. Fauci, saying, well, everybody's going to get the Omicron at some point. But be that as it may, even with all the tests, you have a lot of school kids out of school, and that may prompt some of these school districts to say not as a mandated shutdown, but they may shut down for a small period of time because so many kids are already out or staff is out.
Yeah. Now, Eric is saying we need to be a little bit more technical here because the voting and allowing everyone to vote is about stealing elections, That's what they want to do. Well, I think everybody knows that, and I don't have to be that elaborate, so I appreciate the comment. But now, New York City has begun negotiations with their teachers union to create a temporary remote school option. How about that?
Yeah, very interesting. Although a lot of schools, and I know a lot of colleges, are trying to resist the notion of the remote learning, but certainly at the elementary or middle school or high school level as well, we have a lot of experience, Captain, a lot of data that shows the remote learning just doesn't work well. However good intentioned it might be, it has devastated almost an entire generation of school kids who lost a year or more, and lost not just the interaction of being at school and that experience, but they've also in many ways lost the knowledge that they really needed to have in order to keep going into the next grade.
Now, little Dr. Fauci is in the news again for all the wrong reasons. Republicans are investigating the COVID-19 origins. They've slammed Biden's, his administration's unsatisfactory responses. And a lawsuit was filed against the Health and Human Services, which seeks Dr. Fauci's calendar entries at the start of the pandemic.
Well, we certainly deserve to know all the information of what was happening at that time, because the origins of COVID-19 are paramount. You know, Captain, if this came from a bat, or it was under a rock for 5,000 years, or whatever it is, it could happen again. And we don't really seem to see anybody being really concerned at the upper levels that we could get another whole virus. I don't mean a variant, but another virus, something else, could just sort of pop out of nowhere and start killing the human race. You know, but that's because I think most people believe that this was somehow engineered. It got out somehow. It got out because of bad conditions, or it got out on purpose. It's only two options for that, it seems.
Now, the liberal pundits yesterday had a meltdown over Kyrsten Sinema doubling down on the filibuster support, and they were telling her to resign or be removed for office. And one of the ones that really got into it, again, was the disgusting Joy Reid.
Well, right. Well, the whole thing is that these senators aren't going down the party line. And instead of...
Well, hooray.
Well, that's right. And instead of recognizing that the Senate is, number one, it's different from the House. It was designed to be different from the House. And the very fact that you have politicians that simply aren't going down that party line, you know, this is why these things were put together the way that they were, so that you don't have a mob rule. You don't have somebody running roughshod over somebody else. That was the intent of the founders. But, of course, they've been demonized too, Captain.
And
so at some point they'll say, we've got to tear it all down.
And I want everybody to understand that the reason democracy is at risk, because we're hearing that from the Dems on a regular basis, right?
Oh, yes.
The reason democracy is at risk is because the Democrats are losing. That's the only reason.
Well, I would think that's exactly...
There is no at risk for the democracy because, again, I'll say this for the umpteenth time, we are a republic.
That's true.
We are a constitutional republic. Go look that one up. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along the overnight radio airwaves. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be coming right back. I'm going to put Mike Gallagher to work right now. Here we go. Go ahead, Mr. Mike.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has announced a new push to fight the surge of COVID cases brought on by Omicron. He says he's directed his staff to buy 500 million more COVID tests for distribution. He also said he's sending teams to areas where the virus is surging to help with overwhelmed hospitals.
Today, I'm announcing our next deployment of 6 additional federal medical teams, a total of more than 120 military medical personnel, to 6 hard-hit states.
They're heading to New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Ohio, Rhode Island, and New Mexico. This comes as the number of Americans hospitalized with COVID-19 hits new record highs. Biden also said they're making high-quality masks available to everyone for free. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And you know, I first want to say thank you to everybody that tunes in, that listens in, that opines, that goes into the chat room, that calls us, that sends us messages during the break and during the show, not necessarily in the chat room. We appreciate all of it. Keep it coming. We try to answer everything that we can. Sometimes we can't because it's just me on this end of it and Kyle on his end of it. So that's what you're dealing with. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow.com is a website. You can go over there and take a look at all the different things that they currently have reduced in price because they are upgrading and getting rid of some of the older products. And in doing so, they are reducing their retail prices even more than what they've already been. For example, some of the ones that were at 25 and 35% and all that are now being lowered to a 50% deduction. Some of them are going to 67%. Some of them are going to 75%. And all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page that's right there. And you'll see 150 or so items there, all greatly reduced. Now, the promo code you'll need, because you need a promo code to buy them to get the price, is going to be Captain. Then again, don't forget if you want to call and get a live person, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Check it out. See what they got. You might see something that you'd like to get there to. And in the words of Mary Chapin Carpenter, maybe you'll feel lucky. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. I like that.
All right. Now, listen, we got our caller gun up there in Maine on the line. Okay, who is this calling us from Maine?
Hey, Ben.
Okay, what's up, my man?
Hey, well, first of all, good morning, Captain, and good morning,
Mr. Okay, are you there? Keep going.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm up here at Dysart's truck stop.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Been here a number of times. I had their seafood platter when it was pretty much in season up there all the time on a regular basis when I'd be up there.
Yeah, well, it's not really good for your heart.
That's all right. It was good for my stomach. What's up?
I just had a few minutes. I had to let the dog out. He had to do his business. And I just been listening to your program and just wanted to call in and say hi and thank you for what you're doing and the message that you've given.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope to God that we can get rid of Biden.
We will. It's reached the point to where the Democrats are fed up with him now. The latest polls that are coming out, Democratic polls have got him in the 30s. Never thought I'd see that.
Yeah, well, they're not Democrats. They're demon rats.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. All right, well, listen, you be careful up there. What's the temperature?
Oh, we're at the moment?
Yeah.
It's minus 10 below freezing, so.
Okay, because I can see there's really cold weather up there. You got some windy conditions along the shore there. If you were going up closer to the shoreline, you'd be in the wind.
There's an old song that you may remember. It was, what was his name? It was called the Haynesville Road.
Up in Maine.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. I think it was Johnny Cash.
No, it wasn't Johnny Cash.
No?
It was a Maine artist.
All right.
Haynesville Woods.
All right, we'll see if we can find it. I got to let you go. We got to keep going here, but thanks a lot for the call, and keep on listening, and be safe trucking.
Yep, split the differential and keep it low.
You betcha. All right, thank you very much. Kyle, I know right exactly where he is.
Very cool. That's
yep.
right.
Dysart's truck stop. Yep, and it's quite the place there. It's kind of like you don't expect to find anything up there, and boom, here you are at Dysart's truck stop and diner.
Yeah, and we hope he stays warm tonight, too. That sounds like some pretty cold temperatures.
Yeah, it's nippy. Yeah, that's nippy. And, of course, that's what happens. These guys, they keep it going. All right, listen, the Washington Post, once again, is awarding Joe Biden 4 Pinocchios for his false claim that he continues to make that he was arrested during a civil rights protest.
I mean, was that on the teleprompter? Or did he just say it?
He just says it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and honestly, I'll tell you one thing. All kidding aside, if President Reagan had said the kind of whoppers or these kinds of slips, really, that Biden seems to be doing, I mean, that would have been hitting critical mass faster than you could do anything. But with Joe Biden, it's kind of like, oh, there he goes again. He said he got arrested at some point, but there's no record of it. You know, or I used to drive an 18-wheeler or something like that. I mean, this is really getting to be mm-hmm. very, very concerning, especially mm-hmm. when you consider that he's the president.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alec Baldwin made news. He's going to hand over his cell phone to authorities that they've had a search warrant looking for. Well, apparently, he's had it all the time. And I believe he's going to do it this week. This is in, of course, the Rust investigation. And the people on the movie, the Rust movie, are pointing their finger directly at Alec Baldwin for all of this. They said it's Baldwin's fault. He never checked the gun.
Well, this is getting worse and worse. I mean, obviously, you had Helena Hutchins, I believe is her name, who was killed, and that is a tragedy. Then you had the director who was mm-hmm. shot, which is also terrible. Yeah. But Alec Baldwin, this is getting worse and worse for him by the day. Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to Georgia right now and see who's on the line there up in Georgia. Okay, good morning up there. Is this Atlanta?
Hey, it's Buckhead. Yes. Good morning, Kevin.
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. I just wanted to ask Kyle a question. It looks like the Australian Open is getting further and further more political with Djokovic. Now he's received his second deportation. I just want to know your thoughts on that. And also, Captain, you guys sound a lot better when you're doing the pledge in unison. Is there something different going on with that?
Yeah. We've done something a little different with the audio.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I appreciate if Kyle would answer that, and thanks, guys, for the show.
Thank you very much, my friend. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so much. Yes, I think that that is getting more and more political. One would think that if you simply had negative tests or continued testing and were able to show that you don't have the virus and this kind of thing, that you should be able to compete, especially at these levels. It's obvious that they're professionals. But what's going on in Australia right now should be shocking to every American. Mm-hmm. You know, there are good friends in Australia. There's no doubt about that. But the kinds of lockdowns that we're seeing happening in Australia, you know, would be absolutely, as I said, shocking to any American citizen, I would think. So they have a very different view of how to handle things.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll sum up with this. The student lender called Navient canceled, you ready for this? $1.7 billion in student loans. They just wrote off $1.7 billion in student loans, the student lender, Navient. So some people got lucky. They don't owe anything anymore on their student loans that they went to college on.
Well, right. This is a, it's really, I think, part of a settlement that had to do with what they called predatory student loans, and saying that some students were sort of steered, for lack of a better term, into different loans as opposed to other low cost.
Yeah, this was, like when you got your A and your B and your C loans, this was a D loan.
Right, and so that's what this is about, and mostly is that this is part of that settlement.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, so it's not as if you're hearing like they've canceled it, but they've canceled it as a result of the settlement.
Now, do you want to tell them real quick what you did that makes the audio sound so much better?
Well, yes, thanks. Yeah, well, we're trying a new way of connecting from all the way over here on the West Coast to all the way to the captain on the East Coast there in Tampa. So sometimes there's a tiny little bit of delay. So speaking in unison kind of messes up the captain and myself on either coast. So that's why we changed that a little bit at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, and as a result, it makes it sound a little bit better the way we do it, because I have done that with some other people. Frank and I go right along together because he and I know exactly, well, Frank's been with me for 21 years, so there you go. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. And Kyle's been here half as long, but it sounds like he's been here forever, right? Okay, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report as we take a look at the roads out there and we get into the weather forecast again, tell what's going on way up in the North Country.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You know you got everybody looking.
1, 2, and 3, 4. Step to the left.
Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ singing that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters in this world. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Something about a sweet little farmer child. They got a little blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Rope me in from a country mile. So come on over here, get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the creek.
was one of the best Luke Bryan songs ever. Country Girl, Shake It For Me. What do you think, Kyle, real quick?
I love it. That's great.
It's great. It's great. And I hope everybody out there trucking them down the highway got picked up another 5 miles an hour going up the road because of it. All righty. Here we go. Truckers Highway and Bible Report out west. Take it away.
All right, thank you, Captain. If you're coming east out of Seattle tonight, truckers, on I-90, you're going to encounter the freezing fog. It's going to start up a little bit
west
of Ellensburg. Yeah, that's right. And it's going to follow all the way down through Yakima, down to about Prosser. So be careful of that. But the freezing fog also continues. And, of course, that's going down I-82, I should say, as well.
Yeah.
But continuing on I-90, going through Moses Lake, all the way through Spokane to Coeur d'Alene, down through Wallace, Idaho, you've got dense fog advisories as well. So be very careful of that. We've also got winter weather advisory right now in Great Falls, Montana, where the snow is falling right now. And winter weather advisory continuing south of Billings on I-90 as you head down into Wyoming. And if you're heading on over towards South Dakota, you definitely are going to continue in that winter weather advisory tonight. So be careful out there. And Captain, we actually had another listener chime in. This is Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
She had a quick question for you, and she says, education homeschooling is often reported that students receive higher scores. So which is true, she asks?
Homeschooling gets the higher scores 99% of the time.
Yep, I can imagine that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me get going here because you got a lot of stuff to talk about. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, holy cow, Missouri, Arkansas, Minnesota, over into Wisconsin, over into Illinois, a winter storm warning coming your direction. And, yep, it is coming your direction. I-29 is affected. I-35 is affected. I-94 is affected. I-90 is affected. I-80 is affected. And when you get down into Illinois, you're going to find, let's see here, I-70 going across, I-40 picking it up in Arkansas, going east. All that is coming together with a major winter storm moving over to the east today, tonight, and over the weekend. It's going to drop down a little bit further. I-40, you will be in the path of a major storm. I-64, I-70, I-76, I-80, I-77, I-71, and I-65, all of those roads will be involved in this, as well as across into Michigan. LJ, better get your snow shovel working, either that or get your butt down here to where it's warm, because we don't have any snow. And then, as we just heard from our friend up there in Bangor, Maine, 10 below zero up there, but it is bone-chilling freaking cold in upstate New York and upstate of Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine and the mountains of Connecticut and Massachusetts, and it's just miserably cold, and it's going to be cold for a few days up there in the north, so you got to get your fuel right if you're going north. By the way, we do have some snow kicking in the mountains of Maryland and West Virginia. We do have some snow kicking in the mountains of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and up into the northeast corner of Georgia, where we have some snow in there coming across. Asheville going up the valley, I-40, you're probably going to have some interesting driving up through there as the temperatures are dropping and the snowflakes are coming down. So let me just say to everybody that be safe, be careful, because the East Coast, you got this storm coming across, going to drop down into the south, the mid-south, and the temperatures are going to get colder in the deep south, too, by the way. Leo pointing out that it's going to be 51 Tuesday in Miami, which is really cold, Kyle, for Miami.
No kidding, yeah.
Yeah, they'll be wearing three coats down there. You watch and see.
Well, they're not used to it. It gets cold like that there.
All right. Well, tell us about the Pilot Flying J, and then tell us about your show.
Thank you, Captain. Okay, folks, don't forget, pull into the Pilot or Flying J. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locator function there right there on their website to figure out exactly where the closest location is. And when you pull in, be sure to join the Drivers Club. Also, check out the fuel card and download the My Rewards Plus app as well, as you start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right.
I was going to say, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we will talk to you tomorrow night. Thank you very much, and stay warm.
Thank you, Captain. Take care.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California. We appreciate everything he does. And we are going to go right now to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. We understand we had some rockets flying into the area of the American Embassy in Baghdad. Do you know anything about that? Happened late last night.
Very little. Correct. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I think it was earlier than that. It was reported last night, but mm-hmm. it happened earlier. But, this appears to be Iranian-backed operations. What's the Biden administration going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Maybe they'll say, well, we're going to slap sanctions upon them, and they will pay attention because they're really bad sanctions. It's 2 cents on a dollar.
We've lifted a bunch of sanctions on Iran. I don't know that a lot of people are aware of that. And the talks have gone into, I think, the eighth round with the nuclear deal. So it's really going nowhere. Quickly, it's going nowhere. So you and I have talked about it. There's hundreds of reasons, if not thousands of reasons, but certainly hundreds of reasons why we shouldn't be a party to, and neither should the other signatories to the nuclear deal even be in talks with Iran.
Uh-huh.
Remember, during the Trump administration, they had Iran down to complete collapse.
Right.
And where they needed to be. And now we're not paying any attention. In fact, we're not even forcing some of the sanctions that we have in place because they're able to sell their oil.
Right.
So they feel free to do anything, as does Vladimir Putin and as does Kim Jong-un. A lot of people kind of miss the whole thing, and he's launched a couple of missiles here himself last week. So, and then now we have a situation here where the Russians are, in fact, threatening to militarize with missiles Cuba and Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you feeling warm and comfy with all this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cuba and Venezuela. Here we go again. Well, I guess maybe we'll have a Cuban Missile Crisis. We'll see. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better or any rougher or any tougher, here we go. Vladimir Putin is walking softly and carrying a big club. And Joe Biden's going to sit there and do nothing. Nada. Zip. Zero. He's a weak leader.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Let me tell you all of that.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.